Merci à toutes les.
Thank you to all the delegations who put questions to us. I will try to give you a bit more information about the national mechanism for drafting reports. This was a question we had in advance, which was submitted by Portugal on behalf of the Group of Friends on the NMRFs. I am Edna Paola Biugu. I am the director, General Director of Human Rights. It's important to bear in mind that we have a national mechanism for preparing reports, which was established in 2007. This national mechanism is under the aegis of the Minister of Human Rights. Its mandate consists of collecting and compiling data, analyzing that data, and drawing up reports for the regional and international human rights mechanisms, including the UPR. It is made up of 22 members coming from ministerial departments, from the parliament, from the judiciary, from the Economic, Social and Environmental Council, from the National Human Rights Commission, from the High Authority on Communication, and from grassroots organizations, including religious or faith organizations and the bar. In terms of the implementation of its mandate, the mechanism on drafting reports faces certain challenges, such as the lack of permanence of members, as well as inconsistent data. To address this issue, Gabon, since 2019, has been striving to take several measures, all aimed at implementing the mandate of this body with the support of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. And this is being done through capacity building workshops and more recently through a seminar in Marrakesh, which was organized by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the High Ministerial Committee of Morocco and the Danish Institution of Human Rights. Commitment was strengthened through these initiatives, and things are currently being closely examined at the level of the government. With respect to the National Human Rights Commission and the National Mechanism for the Prevention of Torture, as stated in paragraphs 40 and 41 of the report, Gabon is committed to developing a bill on the organization of the National Commission. This bill is aimed at strengthening the national institution and bring it in line with the Paris Principles and also in light of Article 17 of the Optional Protocol to the Convention Against Torture and other cruel, inhumane or degrading treatments. The main innovations of the bill include provisions on establishing a national mechanism for the prevention of torture within the National Commission. This is for strategic reasons. So we'd rather do that instead of having two separate mechanisms. This is for strategic reasons, but also for financial reasons. Regarding the Commission's remit, it will have investigative powers that will be broader and will encompass all human rights matters, and she will have free access to all information that is necessary for the Commission to fulfill its mandate. To ensure the proper functioning of this Commission, we have taken financial and operational measures so as to protect the Commission from any external pressures in keeping with the Paris Principles. This independence is reflected through a transparent nomination procedure for the appointment of experts, as well as transparent determination of criteria. This will be done through a call for candidates from the Ministry for Human Rights. There is also a shorter term in office for members, and also the candidates must clearly set out their professional skills and qualifications. The idea is to also ensure that all allegations of human rights violations are looked into as swiftly as possible. With respect to financing, the National Commission will have an accountant who will be tasked with handling all financial matters. Finally, to ensure smooth operations within the Commission, the law foresees a set of criminal sanctions which would apply for anyone who might hinder the work of the members of the Commission. This is the result of an inclusive process which involved multiple national, regional, and international stakeholders all working to protect and promote human rights. This bill was adopted, as the head of delegation said, by the upper chamber of parliament, and it is currently before the National Assembly. The next stages regarding the establishment of this national commission, which will also serve as a mechanism for the prevention of torture, is planned as followed. In the short run, we will have the adoption by the National Assembly of this bill. Following that adoption, the law will be enacted. In the midterm, there will be a process for selecting the members of the Commission. With the support of the High Commissioner's Office and the ABT, we are drawing up guidelines for this stage. And then, subsequently, there will be the effective establishment of the National Commission. Thank you.